escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
You already know what it is.
We better get over here quicker. Get them headphones plugged in. Zell got to make that second verse for us.
Zell going to make a whole album just dedicated to the intro just because we need more time.
Just so we can switch sides. Going to make a James Ham reference in the song. Thanks, Hammer. We welcome you in. What day is today?
August 4th.
Yeah. The Monday, August 4th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live for perhaps the final time.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed.
He's gone for a day. It's the last show. Like, what's going on?
My contract's up today.
He went near on Friday. Yeah, this might be it.
This might be it. It's the last dance, boys.
Hopping in the brown truck today?
Might be all she wrote, man.
It's not my call. They got to get Kevin taken care of. Hey, you missed all of this. Like, see?
True story.
Jesse going to come in tomorrow. It's going to be Kevin and Casey. Live here on ESPN 1320. That would be amazing if we switch places with Kevin for a day.
Oh, man. Kevin talking about Jonathan Kuminga's
There's no way he would get Kuminga's name right either. Oh, my God. There's just no way he'd get his name right. It would be absolutely epic. Kaz is right. Don't give D-Lo that De'Aaron money. Come on, man. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah. Well, that'd be a pay cut.
Okay. All right, man.
That'd be a pay cut. We don't want to do that. We don't want to disrespect. We don't want to disrespect my guy. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure he feels respected. He needs that D-Book money.
Yeah. Shout out, Book.
Today is the anniversary of him in the bubble. He hit that shot in the bubble where he laid on the ground.
Yeah.
And people made memes about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Book is funny. Yeah, well, I mean, there were two contract extensions to watch. De'Aaron was one. Shout out to De'Aaron. Got his big money from the San Antonio Spurs. Max contract, $250 plus over the course of the next 4 years. San Antonio is. I don't know that the championship window is opened. Like, I don't think we're there yet. But like you were saying there with the insiders just a few moments ago, I think we're getting pretty close to it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a couple of other things that they'd like to do along the way. I really wondered if they were going to make a... I'd be really curious to know their thinking as it pertains to Kevin Durant. Maybe, and I genuinely have to wonder, Spurs continue to grow this year, make the playoffs, whatever. If the Kevin Durant situation had taken place next season rather than this season, would their approach have been different?
Hmm.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin Durant actually is a free agent next year. So that makes the financial, you know, an outright signing is a lot different than acquiring a player through trade and then signing them later. But there are people, and I just think, well, I guess this is a tease for Friday. Should I ask Eddie, who think KD might sign an extension with Houston?
That's what I always thought. I think KD was going to go to a couple different places without an extension, but for the most part, that was always kind of part of the deal. Like, I want to go somewhere. I want to go somewhere where the team is going to give me the extension I'm looking for. And if we get that taken care of, I'll sign. I think that was one of the issues, one of the hangups with Minnesota. I don't think Minnesota was 100% sold on giving the extension. Yeah. So he wasn't sold on them.
I was thinking about Minnesota earlier because of some things we wrote into today's show. Them rumors, like, we got what was essentially a goodbye post from Rudy Gobert. So we're just good now? Like, everything's fine?
I guess so.
Like, do you recover from that?
I guess you have to.
I mean, no, there's no question. There's no question.
I don't know if you actually.
There's no question you have to.
Play cohesively after something like that, but I guess we'll find out.
I've been begging for Minnesota's demise for years at this point for no reason whatsoever. But I do kind of wonder, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there. He said goodbye just like Michael Parsons said goodbye.
Yeah.
We were talking about
it. Both of them showed up to work the next day.
I didn't know Michael Parsons said, "Thank you, Dallas."
Yeah, at the very end.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
He titled the tweet, "Thank you, Dallas."
Yeah.
Like, man.
Nah, he said a full-on goodbye.
Look, Michael Parsons put that tweet out there saying, "Thank you, Dallas." And I saw it. I'm not reading all this. I'm not reading all this. This was like 3 pages of notes. I'm not reading all this, sir. All right, I got the gist of it. You went out. You said thank you, Dallas, like you're already gone. But
this is funny. I thought we were past this, but I guess we're not. And forgive me for not paying close enough attention to when Hammer was reading Shams's tweet. The deal is worth as much as $229. So what are the incentives when you enter this year? Or this is his third contract?
Mm-hmm.
Are there still all NBA? Are there still Supermax capabilities when you get you to your third contract?
I would think so. I would think so.
I don't know. I guess that's kind of ridiculous. I don't know why there wouldn't be.
But
I just always associate that with the second deal.
I think we always kind of assume it because he's gotten everything that you can get. But isn't that part of the reason why Steph can make what he can make in his next deal? Because he's already
checked all of the boxes. And the biggest thing for Steph in that deal, should it happen, whenever it happens, is unlike Fox, Luka is one team.
Yeah, that's who. Yep.
And that was actually the most telling thing about the news over the weekend about Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic signing a 3-year deal with LA, sort of like that pretty much puts in stone that man is the Lakers' next. He's the next one. Mm-hmm. And that 3-year contract isn't necessarily a 3-year contract. That 3-year contract is setting up the extension after the 5-year deal.
Right.
So, like, we're looking at that deal, though, on ink or on paper, it says it's, 3 years, 50, 60, whatever it was. That's an 8-year deal. That's going to net him about $500 million being with the Los Angeles Lakers. Mm-hmm. And there was no, hey, just get as much money as you can. It was, we're going to position ourselves. We're going to position you to be our next Shaq, Kobe, Magic, hell, LeBron at this point. You're next. That was the most telling thing from the Luka news over the weekend, at least for me.
Yeah, I mean, this, like you said, he's set up to be franchise for them and be the next. Everything gets handed off to Luka,
mm-hmm.
as it should. I mean, even with the doubts that I have with him as a leader, as a guy that you can build a team around and win a championship, because that's what we're talking about when we talk about a guy like Luka. We're talking about championships. It's not build around him and be a perennial playoff team. He's that level of player. He looks to be that level of player in the history of the game where we're talking about championships. Mm-hmm. So even though I have questions with that, I've always said, you've always said, if I was Dallas, I still got to take the chance.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to see where this goes. I got mm-hmm. to. And it's the same thing with the Lakers. Like, sure, there may be some concerns. Maybe they have no concerns. But they, for me, if I was Rob Pelinka, I wouldn't have any – I wouldn't think twice about signing him to this. Take my chance with this.
I'd rather die and be wrong about Luka Doncic being on my team than getting rid of him.
100%.
Like, the death, Nico – well, I don't know. Maybe Nico's not dead anymore. His summer turned around drastically back in May.
It did.
So but I would much rather die the death of signing him that contract and swinging with Luka than the potential fallout from not doing it.
Right. 100%.
So the two big contracts we were waiting for this weekend just became official moments ago. Obviously, Luka signed his over the weekend. We'll have a greater discussion on that coming up in just a few minutes. De'Aaron Fox has signed his max contract extension for year 229 with the San Antonio Spurs. And then we have the Tim Kawakami stuff, which I did not see this morning. Of course, if it's no offense, if it's Tim Kawakami, I probably didn't see it unless it was like shared in my mentions on Twitter. I'm not a big avid Tim Kawakami reader. But Kyle Mattson read it out loud about Jonathan Kuminga is not going to be traded. They're going to push him to sign that 2-year offer. He's going to play on the qualifying offer. And it's like, all right, I guess this is the latest thing we're doing. We're going to go to Tim Kawakami. I guess Sam Amick, they didn't even inquire about Keon or Keegan for whatever it's worth. He told the Morning Roast that. It's like, all right, I couldn't help but recognize the reporting on this story has been hilarious from jump. Like, the whole thing. Guys who are actively reporting on this story right now insisted a month ago there was nothing to this. Nothing. And so, like, now all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, I guess everybody else, I'm going to believe this guy now. And that's really just, it's just, I mean, I know posturing happens through the media. I don't know that I've ever seen one like this. This is... And the funny thing is, I don't know how much is actually coming from Sacramento. I think Sacramento is trying to get a deal done.
Right.
The kind of, I don't want to say backpedaling, but the stories multiplying in layers, that started to happen when it appears at least the Warriors started talking. Then this Kuminga story just started having 10 different layers to it.
Yeah.
And now we've got the latest one from Tim Kawakami.
Yeah, and
which, by the way, just to tell you, to completely flies in the face of what Sam Amick told the Morning Roast on Friday.
Right. I think I'm not going to get too like conspiracy theory on it, but Warriors trying to get their side out and feed their information to everybody, feels like Sam went too far. And saying like, well, and Sam was really careful to be like, I'm not saying I know. This is just mm-hmm. how I feel. Like, if the protections were taken off, maybe we could be closer to getting a deal done. Warriors brass might not have liked that. Mm-hmm. So we got to get another one out there that shows that we really are serious. There is nothing.
And by brass, you mean owner.
Yes. Yes. So maybe Sam.
It's goddamn meddling owners, man.
Sam was a little too partial for the Warriors' taste. So they went and got Kawakami out there to do the heavy lifting. And I look at this whole situation as a missed opportunity for everybody involved if it doesn't get done. I think nobody wins in this situation. Nobody got any better. Nobody helped themselves out as a team. Kuminga didn't help himself out as an individual. I think the deal works on both sides if they were to make that deal. Everybody's standing pat. That doesn't help anybody out. Doesn't help anybody out. So, you know, if the Kings, and I understand it, I would even say probably rightfully so, don't want to increase their offer, that doesn't really help the Kings out at all. Mm-hmm. Like, they still got too many guards. They don't have a four. They don't have – they're still looking right now, and I don't even think they'll get this guy next offseason or draft. They're still looking for a franchise building block. And not saying Kuminga was going to be that, but at the very least, that's like I've always said, that's like a draft pick damn near.
Yeah.
Guy's 22. So you still don't have that. You still have like one of a crazy uncertain future.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors, they're talking about championship. I mean, they did nothing to get closer to that. They don't have the $20 million a year contract to potentially trade for a player that might help them in the middle of the season. And to your point, I wouldn't even think about doing that if I was Jonathan Kuminga. Nobody got better here. This was everybody messed up if this doesn't go through, in my opinion.
The funny thing about the Lakeup stuff is, you know, because Kyle tells, you know, Lakeup doesn't want to be wrong on this. He wants to show everyone he's right about Jonathan Kuminga. And I can't figure out the cause and effect of this. But was Lakeup the owner, and I assume that he was, when the proposed Klay Thompson trade was on the table?
The Kevin Love joint?
Yeah. And Jerry West said, okay, you could do it, but I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll quit.
Yep.
And that was the year they won the title.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2015 that trade was, or it might have been 14, but it was right before they won the title.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, you greenlit the death of the Splash Brothers before it was ever even born, but now we are steadfast. Buddy, you've already died the Draymond Green death.
Mm.
There isn't a scenario on the planet where Draymond Green is worth $100 million. You've died that death already.
Right.
But for some reason, it just can't be wrong when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. All right, man.
Mm.
All right. And you're right. You said it perfectly. Everybody loses in this situation. The Warriors, Kuminga, and in this particular situation, the Sacramento Kings as well. So we'll talk more about this stuff with the Kings and the Warriors. We'll talk more about what this Luka Doncic extension means for the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll dive into the Western Conference a little bit. Some things happened over the weekend we're talking about. We are thrilled that you're here with us. Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bring that conversation to the air.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Our guy Brett in the chat says, Lake up. Not wanting to get rid of Kuminga reminds me a bit of needing to trade a stock / crypto, but not wanting to miss out on the upside. Serious FOMO. And I agree with you. That's how it feels. And I understand it from Joe Lacob's standpoint. Like, looking at a guy like Jonathan Kuminga, who has all this upside, super talented. There's no guarantee of what he will turn into. But you see what he could be. And I understand not wanting to give up on that if you're Joe Lacob. It really feels like whatever he's going to be, maximizing his potential, isn't going to happen in Golden State. And that's something that Joe Lacob doesn't seem to be able to wrap his head around. Or, at the very least, he's asking for too much in return. Like, his idea of what the market should be for a guy like Kuminga is a little bit warped and not set in how the market is today. And he's like, man, we should be able to get a bore. When in actuality, probably not, at least this year, probably not. But yeah, Lacob, he's got his mind set on something and he feels like he should be getting a lot more.
It's damn meddling owners.
It's damn meddling owners.
Yeah, I mean, we're writing those articles too, right?
Yep, they should be, but they're not. And I understand why not either. These guys won 4 championships. So while it's the same thing going on that people love to write about and talk about here, Joe Lacob has the cachet.
I mean, dude was right though earlier. I mean, Jerry West saved him from himself not more than a few years ago now, but with Clay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't want to talk like Kevin Love is trash, though.
Kevin Love was, but knowing what it turned into, though.
Yeah, especially at that time, you know, Kevin Love would have been fantastic.
I mean, for the record, Kevin Love did get traded and go to 4 straight finals.
Okay, yeah, but he went to 4 straight finals because the best player of all time was on that team.
Okay, that's fine, but what would he? You don't think he would have been good with Steph?
He would have been fine, but he wouldn't have been.
He wouldn't have been.
He wouldn't have been a top 5 shooter of all time, though. With
maybe not.
That Jerry West was right. In my opinion, I don't know what Kevin Love would have been.
It would have been a good team.
I don't think it would have been
that. They would have been a good team. But yeah, like Clay is one of the greatest shooters of all time, too.
And obviously, there's a bunch of stuff that we can't tell, like, what would have happened. But Kevin Love as your third best player, I think, was great. Perfect. Mm-hmm. As your second best player, I don't know. And as much as we feel how we feel about him, you probably would have never saw Draymond Green, who is one of the great defenders the game has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how much is that weigh into it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not having a guy like Draymond. Because production-wise, and I know it looked a little different, and I think Kevin Love is a better player, but production-wise, it wasn't that far off what David Lee was giving him. I think, mm-hmm, David Lee at the time was probably like 18 points, 9-10 rebounds. Kevin Love probably would have gave you like 22, 23 a night.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kevin rebounds. Love was like 24-12, but that was Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was much different in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. It would have been a really good team still.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would have been a championship team. But we,
yeah, the Draymond Green thing is interesting. Yeah, that's definitely interesting. More hypotheticals coming up on D'Lo and Casey. I get this whole damn business is a hypothetical. Like, what if this gets done? What if they offer this? What if this player becomes that? What if the number one? What if Wemby doesn't develop as quickly as people hope? What if he doesn't? What if Dylan Harper is great? What if he's bad? What do you do with De'Aaron? Like, hey, what am I talking about? This whole game is just
this is mad. And
what until, if?
Especially on August 4th.
Yeah, especially until games are played.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which reminds me, we're not terribly far away from basketball starting.
We're not. It's
not that far away.
You know, I got
hype. It is the Sunday of summer, as some say.
It is. No, it is. Thought about that earlier. Like, damn. It's almost over.
It's going to.
Had a great summer.
It's going to be dark at 5 p.m. in no time.
Reminds me, too, just real quick, shout out. A's players were supposed to melt. We had, like, the greatest summer of all time in Sacramento. Really,
oh, man. We yeah. Really did. Yeah. they had to pick right something there. Else to be at mad about base. When it comes to the A's.
You know, and I'm not saying this as if James was taken up for them or whatever, but I remember I was going in, excuse me, not remember, I was going into the, you know, driving into the studio, and they were talking about the A's situation and how, like, these people bought season tickets and they can't get a return on their investment. And it took on a tone like, poor season ticket holders. No, not for that was the risk you took when you paid that money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel bad for you. That's the risk.
Yeah, that's your fault.
Yeah, that's the risk. And when you talk about messing up, like, you know, trying to make sure a family of four can go see a game, I don't know what the A's, if those tickets were like not season ticket holders, would have sold them for. But they're part of the reason why a family of four can't go to a game. Because these season ticket holders who have no intention on going to the games get them and try to jack up the price
right.
to make their money back.
Right.
So
you were making that money back in Oakland too?
No.
No. Hell no.
No.
Hell no. So I don't I'm not like dancing gleefully, but I'm also I don't feel bad for them for not being able to get their money back.
Unless you plan on going to 8 or 9, whatever it is, 41 or what is it? 80-something.
Yeah, 81. 81.
Home games. Yeah. You ain't getting a return of investment on your season tickets. Unless you are a fan, that is your return on investment. You can make a couple of bucks selling your Lakers tickets, Warriors tickets, or whatever you choose to do, or your Yankees tickets. Like, that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I cracked up when I started reading those articles about angry fans. Like,
yeah.
Y'all are...
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but y'all are bad portfolio managers. This is not, you did not need to add season tickets to the Sacramento A's to your financial portfolio. I'm sorry for your loss, but it is your loss.
That's it. That's it. And I, you know, I've never had season tickets anywhere, so I don't necessarily want to speak for other people on how that goes to it. But we've had this conversation before. If I were getting season tickets, I would always go with the understanding that I'm getting these season tickets because I like to go to the basketball
games. That's it. Yep.
Or the baseball games.
Yep.
Not because, oh, this team is great and this is why I'm getting season tickets. Because even if Monty McNair did everything right with acquisitions and stuff like that, somebody rolls their ankle the wrong way. And this can go down the tube that way.
Yeah.
And that's nobody's fault but my own. Or, you know, if I can make a couple bucks, cool. But I'm going into this agreement and making this acquisition of season tickets because I love the NBA or I love Major League Baseball and I want to go. I'm not looking for anything back in return. If that happens, cool. But if not, I made this purchase because I like going to the games.
Hey, shout out if you thought you were going to make some money with the A's.
Oh.
Shout out.
Nah, I don't know if they deserve a shout out.
No, it's a sarcastic shout out.
Just you're bad, man.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you thought, oh, yeah, the A's are coming to town. Team been in the dumps for the last 2 decades or whatever, maybe a little bit more. Yeah, let me go ahead and make some money with him. Yeah, come on now.
Paraphrase that little badass kid in the video. Players, this is on you.
This is all on you.
Y'all taking the L on this one.
Yeah. That was sidebar, but no, I don't feel bad for them. No.
I feel bad for Kings fans. Kings fans out here, you know, the team got good for a year. The prices went through the roof. The waiting list got a mile long. Everyone's paying all of these, you know, crazy prices. And then here we are again. Can't even trade for Jonathan Kuminga.
But, like I said, though, I'm getting them. Anything mm-hmm. could go wrong. So I can't be like, they promised me they were going to be good or look like we were good. Then I got duped. No, you didn't get duped. You made a decision mm-hmm. to take a calculated risk on getting season tickets.
You're no different than Monty McNair. He took a calculated risk on a signing, and it failed. You're no different.
King season ticket holder,
mm-hmm.
you're Monty McNair.
Yes. Well, the only difference being is Monty can sit on his ass for the next couple of years and get paid. Meanwhile, you're paying off your season tickets.
Well, if you were Monty McNair, King season ticket holder, you would be still waiting to decide if you want to get season tickets to the 2023-2024 season.
Mm.
You'd be like, I don't know. True. Should I pull the trigger on these season tickets? Two seasons have passed, but should I? I don't know. Let me just get UC Davis season tickets. That's Devin Carter.
Oh, come on, man. That's tough. Come on, man. Devin Carter is UC Davis season ticket holders. That's tough.
I don't know. I got this money to get.
Well, at least we NBA thought we were trading UC Davis for Sac State. And then it just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. Then UC Davis shut down its program for 6 months. And we got nothing.
No, look. I got season tickets to UC Davis knowing they were going to be suspended. Well, they were going to be on probation for 6 months. I still got them anyway.
They had that SMU death penalty for six months.
And I knew it was going to happen and still got the season tickets.
Oh, man. That's tough.
Yeah. But with the Kings, Kuminga, the Warriors, all this other stuff, what do you think about what I talked about with as much as, you know, people like to say, and I understand it, like in the situation, like Kings fans, us in the media, go ahead, Warriors, go ahead, pay Jonathan Kuminga, have fun with that. Like, we're not overpaying. I mean, Jesse talked about this a couple weeks ago. Hey, you still have a team to run, Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good that you feel like you're not helping them out or you're not bending in a deal or all this other stuff. But now you still got too many guards.
Mm-hmm.
You still don't have a perimeter wing and you still don't have anybody that can be looked at as even a potential piece for the future that you feel great about, at least until we see Nick Clifford a little more. Maybe he's that. Maybe Max is that. I don't know. But today you still got a bunch of problems and the same problems that people were complaining about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
When they're like, we don't have no future. There's no pathway to it. Mm-hmm. There's no guarantee that you get this guy in the next draft. There's no guarantee that you trade for a young guy like that. You could be here 12 months later in the same position of hopelessness when you talk about building for the future.
And that's the true – that's one of the many, like, losses in all of this is I don't know how many moves there are to make. For Sacramento, someone asked earlier, and it looks like I wasn't smart enough to star it, but someone asked earlier, like, why wouldn't you just try to get this deal done without Malik and use Malik after the trade to after the Jonathan Kuminga trade to tighten up the roster a little bit better? The problem is you need the $18 million. Two, as has been established this offseason, there is no trade market for Malik Monk. For the Golden State Warriors, at least from some of the different things that we've heard, particularly from Sam Amick, The Golden State Warriors are taking on Malik Monk. They're moving off of somebody, mm-hmm. whether that's Buddy or Moses Moody or a combination of those guys and someone else. Like, they have other things to do. And so that's the biggest issue with waiting till October, is how much is this holding up everything else you want to do? And while the moves that you might want to do if you're either Sacramento or Golden State, they're not, it's this, we're not talking Kevin Durant and Luka Doncic here. We're talking Russell Westbrook and Al Horford. We're talking, you know, DeAnthony Melton, guys like along those lines. And you might just be stuck until you're able to get this done. Mm-hmm. And pulling this stunt on September 30th, or September 31st, puts your team in a difficult spot. Now, with some of those guys, Melton coming off an injury, Al Horford being 39, Russell Westbrook being in the later years of his career, it's probably not as big of a deal for guys like that. But I don't think you want to wait that long.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Particularly, I mean, if you're Sacramento, you're trying to build chemistry, you're trying to build culture, you're trying to do a lot of those things, and you'd probably want those guys in here sooner rather than later. For the Golden State Warriors, they're trying to build something that resembles a championship contender. Mm-hmm. And doing that on October 1st is difficult.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Or September 31st, either way.
Yeah. I also think about this potential situation where what if Jonathan Kuminga plays on the qualifying offer and just plans to be a free agent next year and the Kings go get him that way? Is there, and I'm not exactly sure like how all the contracts work out, but would they even have the money to sign him at $21 to $25 million a year? I look at some of the contracts right now. Keegan obviously is going to, I think, he's going to get his deal, so he'll be making a little bit more money. You plan on signing, potentially, a guy like Keon Ellis to a deal. There's no other real room where money's going to fall off except for DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guaranteed $10 million in that third year if you cut him.
Yep.
So I don't even know the thought process that some people have had is – yeah, just wait till he's unrestricted free agent next year. you might not be able to sign him.
It's not that easy. Yeah. It's not that easy.
And people may
have... In fact, it's significantly more complicated than that.
Right. People may have figured out the CBA or had a different... had an off-season to go through what you need to do with all these new rules, aprons, and all this other stuff, and may have a better idea of how to free up money to go get a guy like Jonathan Kuminga. And now you've got 5-6 different teams that are vying for his services as a free agent now, as opposed to just going to get him right now. So I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all, but it's, in some respects, it does feel like this might be your chance to go get a guy like that. And if it doesn't happen, back to the drawing board. I don't know if just, waiting until he's a free agent, you could go get him. Yeah. I don't know if it's as simple as that.
It's definitely not as simple as that, because the clear cap space dollars are too complicated. And in the end, you'd still have to move off a number of players to make that work. Mm-hmm. Right now, you need to move off a percentage of that dollar figure.
Right.
It gets a lot more complicated if you're looking to sign a free agent that is not yours. And that's what Jonathan Kuminga would be, a free agent that's not yours. And so, you know, I wondered too if like the Kuminga signing or potential sign and trade would start like a chain of events for guys like Josh Giddey and Quentin Grimes and some of these other restricted free agents out there, or if he's just an isolated player that's in a unique spot, because like we've said, Chicago, I believe, wants Josh Giddey. Mm-hmm. The market is tough for Giddey, and he's kind of handcuffed by the collective bargaining agreement. And the Bulls just playing the numbers game. But they want him. The Warriors don't want Jonathan Kuminga. And that's what throws a wrinkle into all of this, is like, it's just a clear and obvious bluff. Like, everyone is bluffing. It's just who's going to put their cards down first. Right. And I don't think it would be Kuminga. I trust that the people around him are far too smart to allow that to happen. It's just, is it going to be the Warriors or the Kings?
Do you think each report that kind of comes out in the Kings' favor? Because I feel like initially it was like, oh, yeah, like they don't want Devin Carter and Sarge. And it's like, oh, well, they want Keon Ellis. And now it's coming out. They haven't even talked about Keon Ellis and Keegan or whatever. And it's about the picks and all that. And I feel like it's just more, like you said, just stalling, I guess, till we get to the end point here. Because to me, if it's down to the first round pick and if it's unprotected or protected or whatever they're kind of haggling on here, it's like, for me, that's just posturing by the Warriors.
Yeah. So the funny thing about the Saric Devin deal is like the math never worked. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether that deal was proposed before they ever had a conversation with Jonathan Kuminga, before they ever got a feel for what a potential contract extension would look like, it would have had to have been those two plus something. The Keon Keegan stuff, I don't quite understand. Okay, so they didn't inquire about either one, huh?
Right, just never asked.
Okay. Came up. So, according to the Warriors, they've talked to no one about nothing. But also, according to the Warriors, these conversations are clearly happening and they want an unprotected first-round pick.
Right.
So which is it? Not really interested in Malik. Haven't inquired about Keegan or Keon. Don't want Saric and Carter, but we want that first round pick unprotected. All right, bro.
But we haven't really talked
about it. All right, bro. Like, okay. Whatever game y'all want to play. Is the one thing I'm seeing, so to answer Jesse's question, the answer might be yes, because the one thing that I hear repeatedly, even from Sam on the morning roast a couple of days ago, saw it, you know, Mark Spears said it to us, said it on national television. Scott Perry's being patient with this. Like, he's not rushing out and doing something he may regret. He's not rushing out doing something he's uncomfortable with. He's not going to be played in this scenario. He's being patient. He's letting it play out. He know there's a lot of time ahead of this. I'm sure Scott Perry's done what we did. Live on this radio show, we looked up what Phoenix could possibly offer. There's no scenario where Phoenix could offer anything better than what Sacramento can. Scott recognizes that. If Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob choose to trade him to Phoenix out of spite, that's their decision. But from an offer standpoint, no one has, at least who's been in discussion so far, have a better offer than Sacramento. Mm-hmm. So he's just hands up, Drewski style, like, all right, whatever y'all say.
This really is.
Just know when you're ready, I'm here, because right. I want him on this team.
This really is pretty interesting. You brought it up earlier. We talked about it a little bit, but yo, this guy Joe Lacob really is. He really does seem to be inhibiting all of this. Mm-hmm. That's how it feels. He likes Kuminga. He doesn't want to give up on Kuminga. So essentially, he's not letting the Warriors franchise or front office do their job. Because I think we talked about it a little bit on Friday. Not everybody in that organization seems to look at it like, oh, yeah, we got to do everything at all costs to get this championship for Steph. Mm-hmm. Like, some people might be like, we got to prepare for the future a little bit. It's not just everything. And the one that matters the most is Joe Lacob. And he seems to have, you know, put his foot down.
And said, now.
Yeah.
You put your foot down now.
Well, I think it always had to go through. I think he's been the inhibitor from the start.
I that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're putting your foot down because the implication is Joe Lacob is the one who is not all in on Steph's fifth title. Joe Lacob is the one who's thinking we need to start thinking about the future. Sir, you're putting your foot down now? Because it's too late for that.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. I don't know if Joe Lacob, I think he's playing both sides of the fence. I think he is looking at this like we're going to do everything that we can to go get Steph his fifth title. I think he's of that mindset. But there seems to be one guy that I don't want to give up if I'm Joe Lacob in his eyes. And that's Kuminga. I don't want to give him up. And he's stuck between the middle in both of those situations. Because he did everything he could. Go get me Jimmy Butler. You had to do what you had to do. I wouldn't have got Jimmy Butler. I would have tried the KD thing. I would have even been open to the LeBron thing or waited that out a little bit. Jimmy Butler wasn't going to get me a title last year. But they're Jimmy Butler, the name, playoff Jimmy, all this other stuff. Not only that, let's sign him to $60 million a year because we got to have him. Jimmy Butler, he's not turning you into a championship team. But Joe had to go do it. But now in this situation, he's playing the other side because he's like, well, we need to do everything we need to do to get a championship, but I'm not willing to give up Kuminga because he loves Kuminga. He's kind of all over the place. And everybody else in the organization doesn't seem to know which way to go because of the way he's operating. He just okayed 6-7 months ago. He just okayed a guy that plays this man's position mm-hmm. and takes all his minutes away. Mm-hmm. But yet he's like, nah, I don't want to move on from him. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Well, it might not be, I don't want to move on from him. It might be, I don't want to look bad because Wiseman's gone. Moody's probably out. Like this whole thing we were trying to build is just completely disintegrated. Mm. And the idea might be, I don't want to be wrong. Not necessarily about Jonathan Kuminga, about this whole two timeline thing. We've completely botched this whole thing. And now we just have to move forward with any vet minimum guy chasing a title we could potentially get on this team to get us where we got to go. I don't want it to come across like I lost the trade. We'll come back. Apparently, he didn't understand how restricted free agency works. might have missed that class. We'll come back. TC, Norm, don't go anywhere. We want to talk to the both of you. You want to get in on the Elk Grove Kia talk line? You most definitely can. 916-909-1320. Your calls ahead. More NBA conversation. It's Dealing with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.